Welcome to Small Business Marketing, Then and Now. A conversation with small business owners on how they marketed the launch of their business, the evolution since then, and how they have pivoted during this COVID-19 period. Brought to you by Profit Master Business Solutions. More leads, more sales, and more revenue for your small or medium-sized business. Click findnewrevenue.com to learn more. Now here's your host, Howard Wolpoff.
Welcome back to Small Business Marketing Then and Now. I'm Howard Wolpoff, your host. Again, this is brought to you by Profit Master Business Solutions. And today we're going to talk about your home. And we're going to look at it in really from the inside, because that's really where you spend your time and your enjoyments and how you best spend time with yourself, with your family, with guests. And you're always trying to make, whether it's a good impression or have the right comfortable settings for yourself. And sometimes you do not have the talents and the abilities or the knowledge of how to really make a house into a home in the way it looks and the feel of design. Or sometimes even you're in the process of selling your house, you want to make sure that it looks better for the market itself. And there are experts out there that address that. And I'm thankful that I have one of them here with us today, someone who's local as well, close to where I am in Florida. Her name is Donna Mancini from Donna Mancini Interior and Flooring. Best describe what she does is that they are a turnkey design build team with design and retail home furnishing showroom in Ponte Vedra, Florida. Donna, welcome to our conversation today.
Thank you, Howard. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you here as well, because there is a lot that goes into buying a home and keeping up a home and making it warm for people to come visit. And not many have the talents and abilities and the vision to really see what the place can be. And obviously, that's one of your major talents in your ability to help people make the most out of their home.
Yes, yes. We love to do that. I've always been drawn to a personal space, a home, and really how it makes someone feel from the time I was a little girl. So I believe that at the end of a day, listen, I mean, life is not easy. Life is stressful. And at the end of a day, we want to come home and deserve to come home and should come home to a space that just wraps its arms around you. So you want to feel comfortable. You want to feel like it reflects who you are and what you are. And you want it to feel like your home. So the word home means a lot to me. And we are just honored and thrilled when we can help people create the home of their dreams.
Well, I can definitely appreciate that. I'm originally from New York and lived in some very small apartments in New York City where that was not really an option. Had a nice card table and folding chairs that would come in and out for dinner at times. Yeah. And when we moved to Jacksonville, my wife really designed a home for us with furnishing in multiple rooms and tables that that did not move. And it was a real eye-opening experience for me, the entire process. And have seen that throughout other people's experiences in their homes as well as they have moved in and designed and redesigned. So you obviously are kept very busy with helping these people to make sure that when they are finally get settled into this new home of theirs or needed a refresh redesign, that they, when they sit down on that new sofa and just take a deep breath, they really are feeling that they are home.
Yes, correct. So and to that point, we really can offer our services in a few different ways. So if someone is new to the area, or they have a new home and they just want it designed and furnished in a way that, again, really accentuates who they are, what they love. A lot of people know what they like and they have a vision. They're just not able to bring it to life and execute that. So that's what we can do. We are turnkey. We are full service. So So again, to that point, if someone reaches out and says, hey, we just moved into this, you know, new home in, you know, St. John's or in Ponte Vedra Beach or, you know, anywhere in greater Northeast Jacksonville. And we want someone to just take care of all of it. So, you know, here's what we love. Here's what we need. We take time to get to know the client. So again, there's a consultation, there's a whole onboarding process. We want to know what they need, what they want, how they live, and then we're going to pull this design together and present it to these clients and get their approval on everything. And then honestly, we just make it happen. So we take care of, you know, all ordering and procurement and receiving and installation and styling and finish it for the client. So that's on the home furnishing side. We also can meet with a client during early on in their construction, before construction, during construction, and help them with do all the materials for them too. So again, it depends a lot of, depending on who they're building with, you know, there's many national builders around here, and they're going to have their own design center for materials and finishes and things. But there are many custom home builders, and there are many custom home builders that will recommend to their clients that you really should do yourself a favor and you should work with a designer to really help you do this correctly. So again, because we also have our own construction company, we will do soup to nuts on renos and remodels and additions and new builds. So anything having to do with a project of that scope and nature, we handle everything. So the design team, Donna Mancini Interiors, will handle the design and the concept and specify the materials and the products and the finishes. And then we'll document how that needs to look to our construction team so that they can get the installation done correctly on those. And again, it's very, very collaborative, very team focused, and we work with our clients to bring that project from concept all the way through completion, all in-house.
That is a lot of things that you do, which is fantastic. It definitely makes things a lot easier for your clients to go to one person for all that resource. And obviously helps with the cohesiveness of what the end result is because of all those different pieces all working through the same person and through the same company. Now, that's a lot to, I guess, image and dream of and conceptualize is what you want to be doing for your life, your career, and for other people. How did that come about? What made you go into this industry and how did you start your business?
That's a great question. So I honestly, from the time I was a little girl, Howard, I just loved spaces. I think I was that little girl who always wanted to, you know, drag my parents into helping me, you know, repaint and redecorate and kind of, you know, readjust and refine, because I loved creating a space that provided interest and was kind of new and fresh. And maybe I felt like there was a better way to convey my tastes, or even a better way to create a space that kind of gave me what I need. So, and I know those, it seems like kind of a big thought for a little, you know, a young girl, but I was drawn to it. I could remember just being in, you know, I would see spaces, I would see homes, and I would think to myself, gosh, you know, boy, I would love to be able to, you know, go into, you know, Miss Sally's home and move this from over here, and then I'd like to pull this out over here, and I'd like to see, boy, how pretty this would be with a wallpaper on it. So I didn't necessarily know what that was, but I just knew that I loved that. So, you know, fast forward, I chose to go another direction education wise, but I did get a business degree, and now I'm thrilled that I went that route, because running the business portion of this creative field is way more challenging than the creative aspect of it. So I'm grateful for that foundation. So I worked many years in, I worked some years in retail. I worked many years in residential real estate. I loved the fast pace of it. I loved, again, even in retail, I loved the client interaction. I loved the merchandising aspect of it. I loved just creating something that drew people in a beautiful store, a beautiful space. So when I started working in real estate, I, again, was still able to play on that kind of passion and that creative brain that I had that allowed me to assist clients with what they needed, but then help them visualize what that house could be. So again, we're from the Northeast. You had mentioned you grew up in New York. We're from Connecticut. And so there's a lot of old, you know, homes are older, neighborhoods are older. So you don't have the opportunity to just automatically buy new like you will down here in Florida. So, you know, clients had to understand that they may be buying a home from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and it was going to need some work. And it's very, very hard for most people to visualize what that can be. So I loved being able to do that for them too. And again, to me, it was just a natural extension of the service I provided as a real estate professional and help builders select materials and finishes. And so when we relocated down here, I wanted to again, continue that love for homes and creating beautiful spaces and just real estate. And so I began a business that focused mostly on staging and redesign. I wanted to help really kind of stage and help people sell a home because I saw from, again, years back, what attention to a home that is on the market could do for a homeowner financially. I mean, it made a huge, huge difference. So I wanted to be able to help them with that. Again, I was doing some design work and I think the business just morphed into following the requests and the demands of our clients and our customers. And that really was to do more design work and the design and the furnishings and what maybe started out as, you know, it's paint and it's wallpaper and it's furnishings and it's artwork. And it's more what people think of as decor, moving into design. And now we need, you know, now it's cabinetry and now it's flooring and now it's, well, maybe, you know, we move this wall or get rid of this wall or we relocate, you know, the sink in this kitchen. And so the whole thing just really morphs into what's more design and construction and the whole planning and detail of that type of a project. So I opened a showroom. We found a location that we loved and I wanted to open a showroom because I wanted to be able to create a place where as we continue to work with clients and design and present to them that they can come to us and I can have a location and a showroom that had everything they needed. So for example, there are a lot of things that have to be selected, that have to be chosen, that have to be procured when you're working on a design or a renovation. Rather than running all over Greater Jacksonville, looking for flooring here and looking for cabinetry here, and now we have to go look for countertops here, and now we're going to go look for furniture over here or fabric over here. And spending hours and hours and hours and thousands of dollars of our clients' money running around town, I wanted to bring it all here. So our showroom really is built and designed so that we have everything we need to show a client and to be able to order and get what we need for a renovation, a remodel, a new build, cabinetry, flooring, countertops, tile, lighting. But I also wanted it to be a place where people who weren't necessarily design clients or build clients can come enjoy and they can shop and they can get a little piece of Donna Mancini interior. So hence the reason why I wanted this to be a retail showroom to the public, not just a design showroom, a trade showroom to the trade, or a design showroom where only our design or build clients were going to come make their selections. I wanted it to be something that everyone can enjoy. So now at this point, Howard, we do have, I like to say, several businesses because we do have the retail showroom. So anyone can come in, they can shop, whether it's furniture, lighting, rugs, flooring, artwork, wallpaper, They can sit down at the counter and we'll get them a cup of coffee, a drink of water, and they can browse through wallpaper books for hours on end until they find something that they love. They can come in and they can buy a candle or a fun gift if they're going to a dinner party. Or they can come in and they can inquire about, you know, tell me what your process is for a renovation of the first floor in our home. And so, again, we do offer so many services. So when people really ask me about what we do, it's tough to be able to say, you know, in a sentence or two what we do, because it really is kind of soup to nuts.
Now, it really is an incredible journey you've been on with all of this, and obviously very rewarding for you. I can tell with the way you're answering everything, because you really are affecting a lot of people, their lives, and in a lot of different ways. But when you did start both of these entities, focusing on the design business and the storefront itself, how were you letting people know that you were open for business?
Mm-hmm. That's good. So I would tell you that, you know, initially, I think it was, and back in that day, it was 2000. It was the very, very end of 2015 when we opened. We built out and then opened just before the new year. So we've been here about 7.5 years now. And, you know, I had, of course, a lot of people reaching out to me because they, you know, they wanted to help get the word out and they wanted me to advertise in this publication or that publication. And some of them I did do. I also reached out to some publications and said, hey, listen, we're happy. We're just trying to let people know we're here. So we're happy to provide something of value to you. So if you're willing to, you know, help get our name out there, can we provide you an article every month? And maybe it's just a, you know, something about design, something about furniture. So that we thought was kind of a creative way to say, hey, let's reach out. A lot of these publications often look for some content or some articles. We're happy to write you an article every month on our business in this industry if you promote us. And so that was beneficial in some ways. And then I really started to spend more time on social media. And I got on more platforms, and I really tried to create a very unified brand on each one. And again, I mean, I've done a whole bunch of things since then. I used to do a whole lot of segments on First Coast Living when we first started here back in, you know, 15, even when we were building out, 14, 15, 16, I did a lot of different segments there. I have done several podcasts. And again, I'm always, you know, really happy to get out to different events and different networking events and local, you know, community gatherings because I do like to, you know, I like to meet people, and I think you also need to just kind of get out there and in person a lot of times let people know, you know, who you are and what you do. Again, COVID stopped that for a period of time. And I think that people are finding, I know I'm finding that I'm not doing a lot of that because of COVID. I think we're not doing a lot of that because people got so used to not doing it that they fell into a process, and all of a sudden they're going, oh, hey, wait a minute, we need to start scheduling more of these in-person events. So I don't think it's for any reason other, I don't think it's that anyone is afraid to. I think it's just that they go, hey, well, wait a minute, remember we used to do that? Hey, remember we used to, gosh, we need to get back to doing that, because I think you get used to what you're doing and you start following kind of a new path, a new way, a new method, a new approach. And you have to say, well, wait a minute, I need to start holding some more events in my showroom again, because we used to do a whole lot of that. You know, let's do some sip and shops. Let's do, you know, anyone who wants to learn about flooring, we're having, you know, some of our flooring reps in on this, you know, particular evening, and we'll have some, you know, some drinks and hors d'oeuvres. So I do think that also is probably the case with a lot of partners, you know, or people who can be partners and people in the community who I would find it beneficial to, you know, to network with. and to get to know. So, so things have changed. I'm looking forward to a lot more of those, you know, in-person events, and I've been on some panels, and I'm happy to be a speaker on some panels and be involved and just kind of share our knowledge and our experience so that it helps others. Because I think what we do affects everybody. What we do affects everybody. Design is a luxury service. So not everyone is going to hire a designer. We understand that. We get that. But everyone has a home, and everyone wants their home to feel as best as it can feel, to function as best as it can function, to look as good as it can. And you don't have to be a millionaire to have that. You don't, by any means. Everyone deserves to have a space, again, that they love to come home to at the end of the day. So I believe that we do, what we do affects everyone in a different way, different people in a different way, but it really, everyone is affected by what we do. And I think everyone is in some way, shape or form, is involved, you know, with what we do, or wants to be involved with what we do and what we offer.
You brought up a good point about the networking and how it really has changed over the course of the last few years, where a lot of the live events haven't been happening or have been slow to ramp up, and you don't hear about them in the same way they used to, especially in this, in the area in North Florida. It's been puzzling that these opportunities aren't as available as they were before, and challenging to a lot of companies. But with what you have done, the relationship you created with these magazines to create articles really was, your concept, right, beneficial for both of you, but really gives the reader of the magazines who are seeing all these ads something to focus their eyes on and really give you more exposure. Have there been opportunities that you have taken advantage of that have not worked out for you in a positive way like this has, that has just been, look, you never know what your investment in marketing is going to do until you do it. You have to test things out, and some things don't work out as well as others. Are there aspects that you've attempted that really have not worked out as well as others?
You know, that's a good question. I would say, I hate to say that nothing has necessarily worked out. I would probably rather say that maybe we have outgrown some things, or maybe we have determined that certain methods work better for us as we grow and as we evolve and as we need different things or need to be able to offer different things, if that makes sense. So I would also say that, Howard, because I think some things are very hard to measure. They're impossible to measure. So we you know, again, I spend a time and money on social media. And so we'll run some ads a lot of times, because again, let's just kind of push this out to people. I want them to see this project. We're going to schedule an event. I want them to see this event. So I'm going to push this out there. We're going to spend money to promote some things on social media. Were they all worthwhile? Probably not necessarily. But again, with the things that we're doing, a lot of times it's very hard to measure, because people will say, to my point, I was talking to you earlier and I said, you know, a lot of times they'll say, I just see you everywhere. I see you. I see your logo. I see your face. I see, you know, you're the face of the brand. You're the face of the business. So I see that everywhere. And maybe they don't necessarily know where they've seen it or when they've seen it. But again, they've seen it enough that it's made an impression on them and they remember it. So I do think, though, that you kind of get to the point where you say, all right, well, we kind of almost have to, you know, go big or go home as you continue to grow. So I will be honest with you. I've been looking, you know, I haven't pulled the trigger yet on this, but looking into doing some type of commercials. So maybe doing some TV advertising, which is not, you know, inexpensive by any means. But again, I want the production to be just right. And I do think if I can get into some people's living rooms and they can see, oh, okay, so this is, you know, who they are and what they do. And they feel like I think when you get into someone's living room, they kind of feel like they know you, right? How many times do we say, you know, we feel like we know someone who's hosting a show that we watch or a character on a show that we watch because they come into our homes in a different way? So I'm toying with that. You know, recently, probably over the last, I'm going to say it's probably been about a year and a half now, decided that I wanted to get that billboard up, which I think was great advertising. Again, it's also not an inexpensive marketing decision and choice. But it, again, I think it gives us it's familiarity and people will say, oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes. I see that. Oh, yes. I see you all the time. It's credibility. And so I know that's probably kind of a roundabout way of answering. I think there's certain things where maybe I wouldn't do them again. Maybe I wouldn't go into magazines with the same frequency and fervor that I did early on, because I don't think that's where it's at. Maybe I wouldn't write articles and submit them to the publications that I might have submitted to them, you know, 6-7 years ago, because that's the point we were at in our business then. So it made sense then, but we've evolved and we've grown. So if we're going to do that, it needs to be bigger. It needs to be greater. It needs to be more. And so, so I think everything really is an evolution, and I hate to say anything didn't work, because if it didn't have the kind of result maybe we wanted, maybe it was something we couldn't measure, or maybe that just meant, you know what, now I know I tried it, and now I know I need to move on to something else, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. You really, this whole testing of marketing really is key, because things that work, you want to keep nurturing. Things that don't work, you may want to reinvest, either address it differently to see whether it's the message or the method, but also perhaps just reinvest those dollars somewhere else so it could be successful. So you having that, those thoughts of the evolution and maybe evolving from different aspects and moving on to larger ones really shows the growth of the business. The TV commercials really can pack a punch in any marketplace. And this marketplace is key places to place them where your audience is watching or respond. And should be a part of the next successful chapter in your business, which will be good to watch and look forward to.
Thank you.
We briefly mentioned COVID, and obviously that changed a lot of bringing people into people's homes or people looking at their homes and spending a lot more time analyzing what it looked like. How did that period really affect your business?
That's a great question. So We continued to work the entire time. So there's a few things that I could say we're very proud of. We never let go of any staff, and we paid our team throughout the entire COVID time period. Now, it doesn't mean that things didn't look different. So there was a period, I want to say, if my memory serves me, Howard, my memory is not always great on some things, but boy, some things I could just pull out of thin air and don't ask me where they come from. But I think we had a period of a month back in 2020, and I want to say it was from early April to early May, where everything really closed down that was considered non-essential. And I believe that was a governor order. And again, everybody slowly started to, you know, open up, and certain businesses struggled more than others. So we closed the showroom to the public at that point. No one was going to, truth be told, really wanted to come out and shop for furniture or rugs or artwork or accessories at that time anyway, because there was so much unknown. So people were still trying to process, you know, what was going on and what was this world going to look like soon. So we continued to work behind the scenes. Our team came in here every day, and we continued to work on design for projects that we were already working on. So a lot of our projects are very long term. So we always had work to do. So whether we were doing cabinetry designing, whether we were specifying products, whether we were doing a lot of documentation for our partners or the construction team, whether we were doing revisions on things, we also took that time to put everything that we had in our showroom onto our website. So we have, we'll say, you know, let's call it the Sally sofa. We have a white Sally sofa. Prior to COVID, clients had to come in to see what we had in our showroom, but now they can go onto our website and they can see exactly what we have in stock in our showroom. Now, it doesn't mean we couldn't order more, or we can't order almost anything, but I'm limited by the size of our showroom here. So again, we have a mix of, you know, flooring, cabinetry, construction materials, and then we have a curated selection of furnishings, lighting, you know, end tables, rugs, lamps, artwork, mirrors, pillows, bedding. So we took that time to put all of that onto the website. And that was a really big project so that our clients can shop from their home and we can, you know, we can either have curbside, you know, pickup. They can come in and pick it up if they wanted to, you know, certain things were delivered in certain locations. So that kind of changed what it allowed us to do. And then really, as things began to start to ease, I'll be honest with you, most of the clients that we were working with at the time that that happened, all asked us if we plan to continue working. I mean, and the majority of them wanted us to, you know, you're not going to stop working. You're going to continue on this project, aren't you? So yes, we continued again, you know, everybody took their precautions, but we continued doing what we needed to do. Where I would say COVID was the most problematic was the following year, even through 2022, Howard, because the breakdown in the logistics and the supply chain made everything impossible. So we had our cabinetry line, for example. Our cabinetry line is made in the USA. It's Wellborn Cabinetry. We're dealers. It comes from Ashland, Alabama. Everything, you start with a log and they put a finished cabinet in a box with your company's name and your client's name, and it goes into their truck and it gets delivered to our warehouse. Everything is 100% done in Asheville in this facility. It was 3 weeks like clockwork. Pre-COVID, we would have our designs finalized. We'd put our orders in on a Monday. We knew we were receiving our truck with that order 2 weeks and 4 days later on a Friday. So imagine when you're going into a project with a client and they're asking about sequence and time frame and scheduling, we're able to do that. We can say, we know we're going to order the cabinets here. Here's when they're going to come in. So now we can schedule delivery of those. We can schedule our installer. When we know how long the installer is going to take, now we can schedule our fabricator to come template for our countertop. And we basically knew how long it was going to take for them to get the countertop. So we can pretty well predict when that countertop was going in. Well, all that went out the window and there was no rhyme or reason. And all these companies, you know, lost so much of the workforce, or they were closing, or they went remote. And so things that were 3 weeks went up to, you know, 28 to 30 weeks. We had one of our furniture lines that was, again, 6 to 8 weeks always. And they had a couple of pieces that were 2 weeks. So they had what they called a quick ship program. So in design and furnishing, we have a quick ship program. So that a couple of frames and fabric options that we can get in 2 weeks. And then the typical custom orders were 6 to 8 weeks. Back orders on fabric and then there was a freeze and they couldn't get foam. From the freeze in Dallas. And then of course they didn't have any workers. And then the facility was shutting down. So we went from 6 to 8 weeks to, the best we can tell you is we're probably looking at 50 weeks. So we went from 6 to 8 weeks to now somebody's going to custom order a sofa and they're going to have to wait a year for that sofa. I mean, I kind of joked and said to people, how do they know they're even going to like it again after a year? I mean, they're going to forget what they even ordered. So there was so much to contend with and there was so much that was unpredictable. Most things have gotten a lot better. There's still some areas of our business that are struggling. The appliance manufacturers are still having a hard time and can't seem to fully get things back to the way they were. So that's probably our biggest challenge now in kitchens and things like that that we work on. And the demand was crazy. So it was a high demand and people were dropping money and people were willing to pay anything. So prices were skyrocketing. fuel was skyrocketing. We were getting surcharges and price increases from our vendors on you name it. And we would have no notification of it. We would attempt to order flooring for a client. And when we'd sign in to order it, we found out that it went up in price. So it was a really challenging, very challenging few years. And there were not a lot, but there were individuals that didn't truly believe that was happening, that really was what was going on behind the scenes. And so trying to work with that was very difficult. So that added another layer. But again, things have, you know, now you look and you just go, okay, wow. I mean, we survived that. We can survive anything. I think we can survive anything now, Howard.
Well, definitely sounds like you got through that challenging time really in a stronger way than most, which is fantastic. And it really tells the story of what your business is. You really have built a really strong business with a lot of great opportunities for clients and partners to work on projects and see them out to be beautiful successes and real great additions to people's homes. And really it's a testament to all the hard work and effort you've put in. So I appreciate learning all about everything that you've gone through in your journey. And I'm hoping you can share how people can contact you so they can really experience you and your talents and your abilities to help them in this area, or at least as a person of knowledge, if it's in an area a little farther out from Northeast Florida.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that opportunity. So we welcome anyone to come visit us physically in our showroom. And we are just off US 1. We're at 141 Hilden Road in Ponte Vedra. And that's just off US 1. We're about 3/4 of a mile south of Nice High School. And we are in the shops at St. John's Oaks. And our showroom is open to the public. People can find out a little more about us via our website, which is Donna Mancini interiorsandflooring.com. And it's a very robust site with all of our offerings and our services. And you can follow us on social media on Instagram. I'm Donna Mancini. And on Facebook, it's Donna Mancini Interiors and Flooring. And on Twitter, I'm Donna Mancini. And again, if you would like to call our showroom and get more information on how to move forward with a project, or if you just simply have a question about what we can and can't do and what we offer, we're at 904-810-2027. And that's our showroom number. So I look forward to hopefully meeting some new friends who tell me that they listen to the podcast here and listen to you and I have a nice conversation, Howard. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you being on here with us. This was really a great story, and you really have a lot of things to be proud of what you've accomplished over the course of time. So Donna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us as well. This really was a wonderful journey on how one person has developed not just a business, but multiple pieces of businesses that connect with each other and really help the customer find answers and get great design and get great implementation into their homes for all the wonderful concepts that are discussed with Donna. So really check out her site, check out all of her information. She really has done some wonderful work here in the North Florida area. And go out, have a great rest of today, and we will see you next time.
This has been Small Business Marketing, Then and Now. Brought to you by Profit Master Business Solutions. Marketing strategy for the small business owner. To learn more, click findnewrevenue.com.